they're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's classic Arnold.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
And now here's modern Arnold.
Sly has come back in a big way with his Rocky movie and with the Rambo movie. You see those guys like Sly, Bruce Willis, or Harrison Ford, people that are, 50 and 60 years old, still can pull it off being great action heroes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up!
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
That is so true, Dick.
What goes
Rod, stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just was listening to Rob talking about the argument with his son, and I think he's handling it completely wrong, and I'd like to suggest maybe he called Dr. Laura.
Well, let's see. How are you guys doing? They're doing great. Mm-hmm.
The crickets are getting a workout today.
Schlesinger can call me if she wants any advice.
Don and Mike Show.
And her bush.
Trim that bush.
Jesus.
Don and Mike.
Get a weed whacker for that.
Always gets back to that with her.
Well, you listen.
We can never hear that name on this show without remembering that one picture we saw.
If you're going to have a full frontal shot of yourself done nude, trim your bush, Dr. Laura.
Yes, please do.
Have fun at the Azalea Festival, Laura.
I think it looks like Jack Nicholson's the when he grows a goatee.
The last time I grew a goatee, I almost drove off a cliff.
How come?
How come, Mike?
How come what?
You drove off the cliff.
Ambien.
Be a lot easier than the broom.
Hello, what would be easier than the broom?
Hello.
Start over, please.
Hello.
I apologize. Have you guys been keeping up with Celebrity Rehab?
Have I?
Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance.
There he is.
There's a clip now.
Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance.
Yeah, he's in there because he's gone to 1.5 glasses of wine.
Yeah. Jim Nance. Boy, Rob, what did you do? You taped the entire Jim Nance TV commercial show Saturday night?
I'm drawn to it. I watch it every year. Don, I'm sure it won the night. But this year was, I hope Jim's not listening, not his best effort.
Oh, really?
Let's go!
Come on,
y'all.
Super Bowl's greatest commercial spot. What up, Arizona? You got to be the greatest.
Doesn't that song sound like Jim Nance?
Oh, that's very Jim Nancy.
The problem I had with the Super Bowl Greatest Commercials 2008 is as follows.
Yes.
Since CBS doesn't have the game this year,
right?
Normally they do it the night before. Well, this year it's a week before. Jim is in an empty stadium walking around with no tie, which always makes me uneasy.
Yeah. Maybe he gave it to a youngster.
And shares the time with Daisy Fuentes, who's at some sort of fake party.
How's Daisy looking? How's Daisy's Daisy?
She's still pretty good looking, but she's not the Daisy of 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, she's a.
Who is? I disagree, Rob. She's hot, guys.
Hello, friends. Hey, guys. Robbie.
Is it true that he walks up to her breasts and goes, hello, friends?
Can the size of your breasts tell you something critical about your health?
But spoiler alert, I can tell you what is the greatest Super Bowl ad of all time.
Really?
Just leave it at that.
Did he save that at the end?
No. I love your lack of enthusiasm. That says it all, Mike. Gives a flying F. You're like, really? That was so real life.
I don't know, Don. I just don't know. Hello. I really want to know.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
Hi there.
Good. Hey, Rob. Hey, you still in the room?
Yeah, he's in the room.
Okay, well, my son is going on 12, but I remember when he was 5 and 6, Rob's story brought back memories of when my son and I would go at it. Mm-hmm. And one thing I would say to my son when I totally had enough, I'd say, okay, that's it, you're done, meaning, okay, put on PJs, time to go to bed, that's it. And whenever it would get to that point to say, all right, that's it, Nathan, you're done, he'd look at me and his lip would pout out and he goes, no, I don't want to be done.
That is wonderfully cute. You know, some kids should have parents that should just shut the F up.
They should just enjoy it. Enjoy the show. Uh-huh. No real need to share.
What he should do, he should let Nathan be handled by Nathan's handlers.
See, actually, you're not smart. That made me laugh.
Now, listen, it could be worse. I've told this before, that when Frida was growing up, She did this thing to her mom that I thought was just the worst. And she wasn't a little girl. She was like 14 or 15. Oh. Couldn't get her way.
Right.
Wanted to go somewhere. Her mom wouldn't let her go. She knew her mom looked at the Bible every Sunday. She wrote on a piece of paper, "I hate you, Mom," and put it in the Bible.
Oh, my. Wow.
So when her mom went over, she's like,
"Throw it in the Bible."
Ouch.
That's vicious.
My sister, at one point, I think right around the same age, fell down, threw herself down on the floor when she was having a tantrum and getting mad at my dad. And my dad walked up to her and nudged her with his foot, just like, "Okay, get up." And from that point forward, up until her, you know, today, he kicked her. He kicked her. It was always that he
it
had
grows
kicked
hair,
her.
Right?
It was one of those deals where he nudged her and she went, "Oh, no, you kicked me." You lead it rare. Rare, Christina.
Well-cooked meat has lost its vitamins.
My dad was really, really cool, though, with his rages, because he would take it and take it and take it. And with my sister, he actually got tired of telling her to clean the room and at one point took every article of clothing she had on the floor that hadn't been picked up and threw it out the second-story window. And put it on the floor, and I thought that was always
nice. Dad move.
Yeah, nice and dramatic. Mm-hmm. And that was good. Not all that funny, but it was very dramatic.
That's a point.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I was wondering if you guys ever seen Bradman on Bradman.tv.
Bradman?
Nope. Yeah, he does a lot of life casting and also does a lot of skit work.
So, I forgot where I was going with this.
Right, thank you. Thank you, audience.
It's Open Mic Monday.
Life casting.
The audience is calling in, Mike. The audience, as Joe likes saying on his show.
Yes.
On his brand-new Smash Weekend show.
The audience is always right.
The audience is calling in. They're always right. This is Van Halen, Running with the Devil. Play this for a reason. Besides the fact, it's the Party Bar in Ocean City, Maryland.
Batman, we love you.
Tonight. 241 Mojitos. Say you listen to 97.5. The Pigeon. Tonight on Coastal Highway in Ocean City. Girl with big teeth, get in before 8 o'clock. No. Cover charge. I live my life
like this. Let's rock.
That's typical, like, beach radio music.
Sure.
For
DJ Batman.
You know that that's Van Halen, Running with the Devil. Here are the isolated vocals.
Ah.
Just another reason to hate Van Halen.
Okay.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah! You know, guys.
I love this.
I'm talking to Van Halen now, guys. Hey, guys.
Well, from the original recording?
I live my life like there's no tomorrow. And all I've got, I had to steal. Least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a pace that kills. Here's my question. This is very interesting.
Rob, I love this.
Rob found it, brought it in, knows I'm a Van Halen fan. I heard it. I wanted to play it and ask you this question. If you heard this, heard us talking about American Idol, and we played this, would you think that this guy is good enough to be, like we said?
No.
If we said.
Not in a million years.
A guy came out saying, running with the devil.
Oh, yeah. Hi-ya!
Hi-ya! David.
Woo-hoo!
David. David.
Dog.
No,
a dog.
No,
dog.
You don't. I felt.
I'll tell you all about it.
No, David.
What are you doing, Bush Baby?
Stop it, please. Off you go. No, I'm talking. He's just not talented enough.
I found the simple life.
David.
It's so simple.
David.
When I jumped out.
David, you're done.
On that road.
Shut up. You're done,
I got
please.
No love. No love you'd call real.
No, you're making me angry
dog.
Now.
Nobody. A dog.
Waiting at home.
It's horrible. It's that. What are you doing? It's the worst audition.
God, baby, no,
David.
I'm only going to tell you one time.
David.
Ah,
Stop it.
Dog, it's over, dog. It's over.
No. Dog. Done. You're done. Off you go.
Simon, what? What are you doing, Bush, baby? Simon Cowell, what do you think?
David, all I can tell you is that is the worst audition I've ever heard. Now, you're done. Get out.
Paula.
I like that he likes what he likes doing.
Very good, Paula. All right, David, you're done.
Dog, is
get
it,
out.
It's just not right for you, dog.
Just terrible. Uh-huh. A horrible audition. You're not a good singer.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
He's not taking notes.
Now, do we have any of the other vocals isolated?
No, this is the only one we got.
That's very cool.
I'd love to hear Eddie.
Pretty great, though. Well, Eddie doesn't really say. Eddie does.
Well, the harmonies, you know.
Yeah, the background, right?
If you listen real carefully, you can hear his headphone bleed. Yeah. And it sounds to me like the harmonies are already laid down.
Yep, sounds like.
And so that this is probably one of the last tracks going on.
He's augmenting it with wheeze and woos.
Woo!
See, there's one now.
He might actually be double-tracking himself.
You know, I found the simple life. Dog is pitchy. I don't like the spandex pants, dog.
I'm not sure I understand what you were doing. It was some sort of trashy cabaret song. And I just don't think that it has any ability to hit a note or sing clearly.
What's so simple?
David!
No. You look
when
gorgeous.
I jumped out.
Please leave.
On that road. Dog!
Oh, no.
What are you doing? No love you'd call real.
Shut up, David.
Bush baby.
Please, off you go.
Off you go.
That's it. Your audition is through. You're done.
Nice meeting you.
Get out.
You got a future in radio.
No, he doesn't. David.
Waiting at home.
What is this? And you hit these high notes at the end of all of your songs, all of your lyrics, and I don't understand what that's all about. David. Stop it.
Dog. You try being an EMT? Oh, God! Oh, God, I'm running! Ah, yeah!
Rather fascinating.
It isn't.
Run on one more time!
That sounds retarded.
It does.
Special Olympics idol.
He's waiting.
Ah, yeah!
He's definitely double-tracking.
Ah, yeah! Yeah, yeah! Woo! Woo!
Now, is that all written down?
Now I'm listening.
That is fantastic.
All right, Van Halen. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.